Thanks for the reading. An educator trying to teach is sort of like a blacksmith. It's a lot easier to fashion steel with a forge than without. It's a lot easier to teach when inspired to learn. So as Christians, we need to be prepared so we don't have to face the forge of time. I really appreciated the lesson this morning and change. Interesting subject. We've talked about a lot about lately. And we definitely are living in a changing world. Perhaps that is the least disputed assertion that could be made. The changes that have come about in this world and within this country, looking back in the lifetime of some, are absolutely astonishing. Nationally, within a little more than a century, America has leaped from an unexplored frontier to become a modern country, and during the same time has taken the position of world leadership. Perhaps during this time, scientifically, there has been more rapid and intense progress in the field of learning than in any other century combined. Man has left the horse and buggy to take wings and fly. And not just fly, but at supersonic speeds. We've left the oil lights, to kerosene light, to electric lights, to all sorts of things that glow. Modern discoveries and inventions have been placed man at the brink of destruction. Just one sudden, uncalculated move could usher much of humanity into destruction very unceremoniously. During the same time, many things have been happening within the religious world also. Over 100 years ago or so, men were bound by their denominational thoughts. They had these ironclad creeds. Calvinism was strong, and in their circles, it was men were known by certain things. Men's convictions were strong, but although wrong. Today's religions, it seems like the rules have changed. It's of tolerance. The denominational walls have disintegrated. All the elements of pride remain, but the convictions are not there. Necessarily the basis of fellowship, but there's no conviction. Great conviction seems to be a thing of the past. Many denominations find themselves with leaders who are actually unbelievers, hiding behind the words of scholarship or higher education. I had a conversation with a man one time, and it really struck me strange. He told me that the job was easy and the money was good. He really didn't have any convictions in what he was doing, but it was an easy job and good money. It just struck me totally wrong. Big business is what it struck me as. In the midst of all this, we are made to exclaim that we are living in a changing world. Changes have brought many good things, but change has also brought many bad things. Things of man that are subject to change, man is shifting, moving with the sands of time. Everything is being questioned, and man is found to be like a ship at sea with neither an anchor nor a sail, which is very dangerous. Landmarks have been removed, so we don't know where we're going. In the midst of all this, there is something that we can anchor our weary souls to, and that thing is God. God does not change, and those things are eternal. God is unchanging. In Psalms, we read God in this manner, "But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations." That's in Psalms 102. Then he continues in Psalms there into references to things of the earth, like, "They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all them that shall wax old like a garment, as a vesture shall thou change them, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end." That's the Psalms also 102, the 26th verse. James also has this to say about God. "Every good gift cometh down from the Father of light, which whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." That's an interesting phrase, shadow of turning. We all know what a sundial is, and they're a very intricate instrument that you can tell time with. Sounds so outdated with what we have today, but it was a very, very accurate instrument that you could tell time. And that's what he was using to refer to God. Upon examining these scriptures, here is the teaching, that the things of the earth shall fade away and become old and be no more, but God is from everlasting to everlasting. Not only that, James tells us more. He is the same from everlasting to everlasting. James uses the figure of no shadow cast by God turning. In other words, the position of God is the same at all time. He can be depended upon, for God is the Father of man. God is the great power behind everything. As long as time is, he can be depended upon to enforce his natural law. The gravity of law holds true, and the earth turns as we see the sun rise every morning. Man is, man in his scientific venture, is only beginning to discover God's laws of nature, finding out laws set forth in operations years ago in the creation. The exact function of these natural laws is continuously a marvel today. God is always the same as the loving Heavenly Father. James said, "Every good and perfect gift is from above and come down from the Father." It was said that God created man to have somebody to love. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm glad he did. Yes, he loves us, and his concern is for our well-being. But that love that God has expressed is in the Old Testament and the New is something that we need to understand. He had patience with his people, even though they were a stiff-necked people and would not follow under the laws. He spared them and showed mercy unto his people and unto the Gentiles when they turned from their idolatry. It is hard for us to conceive how their idolatry was so important to God, but it was. God wants everyone to go to heaven, and if they don't, it will be in spite of what he has done. God is unchangeable, and in his attitude towards sin, he is unchangeable. God is pure and good. He has a holy distaste and hatred for all that is evil and wicked. He cannot tolerate sin in any form. Sin always brings separation from God, and that separation is death. Sin does not go unpunished, although it may seem that way upon the earth at times. The judgment day is coming for all of mankind. God is holy, and he says, "Be thou holy, for I am holy." The wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. And only the pure in heart will see God. Christ is unchanging. In Hebrews, the writer declares Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. This verse shows the unchanging nature of Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Christ took the form of man, being clothed in flesh, as he lived upon the earth and identified with mankind. He lived the life as human beings, yet without sin. He likewise experienced death like every man, but for every man on the cross of Calvary. But unlike man, he was victorious over the grave and was not confined long in the grave. Christ was the Son of God and the Son of Man. Now he is back in heaven, living forever to make intercession for the Christian. He came, proving his deity, to save the human family from the awful consequences of sin. That is still his purpose on earth. Christ is unchanging, and the part about him that is unchangeable is his divine nature and purpose. Therefore, inasmuch as Christ is unchanging, that means the gospel is changeless. Christ is the gospel, and the good news involves his death, burial, and resurrection. In 1 Corinthians 15th chapter, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he arose the third day according to the Scriptures." His death, his burial, and his resurrection, all according to the Scriptures. However, many today say, in essence, "Let us streamline the gospel and bring it up to date." They claim that we have too much of a slaughterhouse religion. A man dying on an old rugged cross for the sins of the world is just too crude for a modern mind. We are too old. We're told that people don't like hearing these things. They'd rather hear nice things. So it has to be replaced with a social gospel, which has been defined as the gospel of soup, soap, and science. Amoral, do-good religion without the blood of Christ. Friends, the gospel of Christ does not need streamlining. It is far ahead of this age and any age to come. Jesus said it would be unto the end of the world. Sinful, fallen men's needs are still the same. Man needs to be transformed and to conform his life to the streamlined pattern of Jesus. The world is out of step with that which is right. not the Christian. Perhaps we are using the wrong words when we talk about the old-fashioned gospel or the old-time religion. There is nothing old-fashioned about the gospel of Christ. It does not have the mark of time upon it. It is always new, vital, and the timeless good news. It is just as fresh as if the apostles had penned the message this morning. Men only need to bring themselves up to date with the unchanging gospel of this unchanging Christ. The word is unchanging. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away," in Matthew the 24th chapter. He further stated, "The scripture cannot be broken," in 1 Peter 1. We read, "But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Yes, when God speaks, it is for time and eternity. God cannot lie," we read in Titus, the first chapter. If God is eternal, his word is eternal. If God is perfect, his word is perfect. We have no doubts about the Bible being the word of God. We have the divine promise that the word of the Lord would be with us forever. God has communicated his will to man, and his record will be preserved for all generations. But men have brought reproach upon God and his word. Men imply that God's word is not plain, usurping the authority of the Bible. They crystallize their religion with prejudice into man-made creeds and books to keep their followers in line. These man-made creeds are around to inflict oncoming generations, preconceived dogmas, and immature thinking. These things linger to stifle further study of the scriptures. By one's love dying in such religions, false doctrines have been canonized and rendered dear to the hearts of those embracing them. Thereafter, their descendants have a closed mind to any new truth or further investigation of the Bible. How sad the situation has become when men seek to justify denominationalism and their division, saying that it doesn't actually matter what one believes. The Word of God is unchanging. Remember, the wrath of heaven is pronounced on any who would add or take away from the words of the Bible. We read of that in Revelation, the 22nd chapter. It is a very, very serious matter. Paul declares that though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, let him be accursed. Galatians 1 and 8. Yes, God's word is unchanging and unchangeable, and it shall be opened on the day of judgment. The unlearned and the unstable wrestle with the scriptures to their own destruction. We read of that in 2 Peter 3 and 16. So in the midst of uncertainty and change, let us stay on the rock. The whole social pattern of civilization has been and is in the process of change. People change constantly. They say one thing and do another tomorrow. But in the midst of a restless, moving, and even uprooted world, let us keep in mind that God is unchanging. He is still in heaven, and his purpose is still the same on earth. And the earth is still moving on its axis. While men may think that the gospel needs streamlining and that he is in his own Savior, there is no getting around the fact of Christ. He is the unchangeable Son of God and the only way under heaven whereby we can be saved, Acts 4 and 12. Men need to streamline their lives to fit into the plan of Christ, which is a way which is way ahead of this age. Looking to the age to come, men may say that they no longer believe the Bible, that it is a book of fables, but real Christians believe it. What kind of deity would it be that could not or would not communicate with his intelligent creation? The Bible is still that grand old book setting forth God's roadmap to heaven. If we anchor our souls to its truth, we will find ourselves fitted for eternity with a home that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us. If we sincerely believe these things, we will find ourselves being obedient unto every good work. The cares of this life will seem as nothing in view of God's eternal plan. These are unchanging things in a changing world. Be prepared. Don't face the forge of time unprepared. Be prepared. The forge of time is that furnace of fire that will destroy everything. And all men will, at that time, confess Christ and be formed. If you have need of the invitation, now is the time that we've set aside here at this congregation as we stand and sing this song.